This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The official death toll from last month's earthquake that devastated northern Pakistan is expected to keep rising. The number was set yesterday at 73,000. And it's still very hard to get assistance to the survivors, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
4 weeks after the earthquake, a Pakistani soldier operates a bulldozer and tries to clear a landslide which blocked the only road leading up a steep mountain valley in the devastated province of Kashmir. The force of the earthquake triggered countless landslides, some of which swept away entire villages. The tremors also collapsed bridges and dropped whole segments of this important access road off of cliffs down into the rushing river below. Helicopters periodically roar overhead, ferrying supplies further up the valley to the many devastated communities that are still cut off from help. Major Najib Ahmed is one of the Pakistani helicopter pilots flying relief missions.
Places are only being discovered now. There are many places which are being discovered now that this is the place which needs this kind of help.
Pakistani engineers opened the road up to the district of Chikar just a few days ago. The earthquake demolished every house in the region, leaving hundreds of families camping in tents along mountainsides on narrow ledges at vertigo-inducing heights. Nearly every person you meet here lost at least one relative on October 8th. That includes Mohammed Bashar, whose 16-year-old daughter was buried while he was still in the hospital being treated for injuries. Now he's trying to figure out how the rest of his family will survive the winter. Bashar had running water and electricity in his house before it was destroyed by the earthquake. Now his surviving daughters prepare dinner over a campfire next to the homemade tent his large family shares. It's very cold here in the tent at night, Bashar says. I can build a new house for the winter, he adds. If they would only give us some corrugated tin sheets, I could do it myself. Aid workers like Tanvir Hussein, a volunteer doctor from Britain, say they're seeing an increase in health problems among survivors due to the squalor in the camps.
Lots of diarrhea, lots of respiratory diseases, lots of infected wounds.
At this mobile army surgical hospital in Muzaffarabad, a uniformed American nurse gently uses a hand pump to blow air into the lungs of one-year-old Ahmed Abbasi. U.S. Air Force doctor Fareed Sheikh says the boy came down with pneumonia, which then progressed to meningitis.
There's no tent. There's just an open sky. So he could have started off with a small cold that just progressed to a massive meningitis that may have been avoided if tents were there.
With the help of international aid organizations, the Pakistani military has been constructing tent cities down in the warmer lowlands for the estimated 100,000 people they expect to soon flee winter in the mountains. The United Nations says those people, as well as the families that remain high up in the hills, will need food, sanitation, schools, and health care for up to 6 months. But the UN says it does not have enough money to fund this massive operation. Ivan Watson, NPR News.